the recording? It's recording now.
It is. Yeah, I got the notification.
How come it gives you a notification and I have...
Yeah, you should get a notification.
I have to like hunt for where it says that it's recording to make sure that it's actually recording. Cool. All right. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Heading to WP podcast. This is episode 12, I believe, but it has been a little while since we did episode 11. I think it's been about a month or so now. So welcome back. My name is Marcus Burnett, and with me, as always, is TJ Rogers. How you doing, TJ?
What's up, everyone? Hey, man, I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Good. We will get into it, but welcome back to the country. I know that you were out. That prompted the beginning and of us taking a little bit of a break. Yeah. And then some of that was me too. And we just needed a few weeks to sort of let some things settle and take a break and have a breather and try to get some things in order. So we're back now. Happy to be back with you doing this. And hopefully we'll keep this thing back on track and do it weekly. So with that said, this episode is going to be a little bit of a let's catch up episode. TJ and I are just going to chat about how the last month or so has gone, and let's get into it. TJ, why don't you start off by talking a little bit about your trip to Brazil. For anybody who doesn't know, maybe why you went to Brazil, and then how it was.
All right, let me pull out my journal, because like you said, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks.
Remember it. I don't even remember what happens during the course of 3 days, let alone almost 30.
So you went to Brazil. I'm reminding you that you actually did that.
Wait, I did what? I guess there's photos on the internet to prove that anyway. So got to go to Brazil. At Progressive Dental, we do a lot of things that show employees appreciation, which is like fantastic. We have a pretty good culture of that. Even when things aren't nearly as extravagant as going out of the country, you do lots of little ways where people will get thank you cards, gift cards, and other cool outings, whether it's a team lunch or even as recent as this week. On Tuesday, the whole company went to a spring training game. Now that baseball's back after the strike and mini lockout, we went to go see the Phillies and the Tigers. This is crazy because we were at the entire game, but none of us knew the score. There wasn't a lot of baseball. I think I maybe saw two plays, and I had to find out what the final was by Googling it later on that evening. Nice. Yes. And so, while I'm not the biggest baseball fan, baseball games are fun, but it's also because you kind of get distracted by the environment itself. And then again, we'll get into this more later in the episode, but like we've had probably by tomorrow, we got two new hires. So we'll have had like a dozen new employees start like since the beginning of the year.
Nice.
So it's been crazy and hectic. And that's part of the reason why this episode's even being recorded later, during the course of the week. So there's been some good laid back stuff, but it's been pretty hectic. Like, a lot has happened in the last like 20 odd days. Going back to Brazil, we have a end of the year party and award ceremony. And so about 8 to 10 people will get awards for the year, varying types of awards. And so I had the honor of earning an award past ceremony, which was fantastic, very humbling, and again just makes me feel very like appreciated. So it's, and again, I've very much liked a lot of the culture that we have here at Progressive Dental, but again, that's just a very like insane way to show appreciation for people's work as far as productivity is concerned, and being a part of the team and the culture there. So it was quite the honor, one, to just be recognized for something like that. And then two, on the tail end, at the end of February, beginning of March, is when the winners will take their award, the actual like reward for getting the award and going on a trip, usually out of country. And that was even one of the big selling points for me as I was looking for a team to join and a place to work at. You know, again, I started here last year, just about a year ago. I started March 15th. And, you know, the people were returning from the trip from Costa Rica, which was last year's awards trip, you know, like the week of or the week before I started. And so we went to Brazil for a week, about 8 days. We flew out Friday morning, which was, I believe, February 25th of February. That was a little hectic just because we were going international. We had a nice little drive. We flew out of Miami. So we had a little hike to get down there. We all met up here at the office and left at about 6:45, 7 on the dot, and flew out. And so it was a little hectic at the beginning. And then so had a nice long day of travel as well. We did not get to Rio till 7 the following morning, and not a lot of like layover time per se. We had a stop in Bogota, Colombia, very short lived. Like, we had enough time to have dinner and then get on the flight overnight and make it to Rio by, like, yeah, again, 7 in the morning on Saturday. And so we pretty much slept the first half of the first day we were there. It was like really great. One of the fascinating things there was the kind of graffiti and mural type art that was, it felt everywhere. I mean, they had murals of like Mickey Mouse, Ninja Turtles, He-Man. We found Waldo. It was amazing. We found Waldo out there. So they had a Where's Waldo mural, a lot of cool cartoony type stuff. And so the trip was fantastic. And this was odd for me to see, because you coming from America, we see a lot of basketball courts everywhere, but mostly, you know, for most of the rest of the world, like, soccer is the biggest world sport.
I believe you mean football. Yeah.
Yes, yes. FUTBOL. And so there was a lot of that. Like, they had tons. And again, because of where we were staying in Rio, there was a lot of beautiful beach vibes. And so there were like volleyball courts galore, beach soccer courts, street soccer courts. So they're playing street ball out there. It was like very, 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 very beautiful where we were staying. So it was fascinating because, you know, here in Florida, when we see the beach, it's also just very flat. And so it was a very cool juxtaposition, yeah, which I'm sure that you can attest to with your West Coast travels that you've seen, where you've got
California beach is a lot
and
like
zero,
that.
And then you've got cliffs and mountains and even little islands in the ocean. That was cool. We had a very nice spot where we were staying, and we were staying on the top floor and had a beautiful view. I'm a little ashamed of myself. I haven't even shared a bunch of pictures and video yet. I need to compile that. And it's been a month since then. So I'm backed up on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it was just beautiful. And then just everybody there looked like they were in shape. It just didn't feel right. It wasn't fair.
I had to climb up those cliffs to get back from the beach.
Oh, you're not kidding. We did a lot of walking. We had toured I'll be jumping around a little bit of the trip. And so, like, Tuesday, we had like toured a favela. Not the safest place to be, but we felt comfortable. There were a couple other tour groups touring there. It's different from even what you would imagine or see, like, on a poverty level here. Mm-hmm. Because in some favelas, it's almost like their own sort of police state. Like, the cops and the government don't really go in there. Mm-hmm. They have like a representative who will, you know, talk to government or police representatives when that is needed for any particular situation. So that was like a lot of walking, because it's like you imagine, like, in video games and in movies and TV, it's just, oh, it's has such a verticality to it that we're not really used to. Again, the flat lands of Florida being at zero elevation for most of the entire state. We had a lot of, like, walking. Like, I had so many burned calories and steps on my Apple Watch and such. One of the most fascinating parts of the favela trip was when we got probably like 80% done, we went and we sat down with a crowd of people who live there that were going to give us a couple demonstrations. One was music, like, just music played. Two was going to be dance because originally we were going down there and it was the week of Carnival was supposed to be taking place. And so it was still that for like the locals. A lot of people were off and celebrating. So it was still pretty packed and busy. And then there were people who were like us who had tickets that weren't going to be like reimbursed.
Yeah.
That we went down there and still like enjoyed ourselves. And there was a lot of beautiful sights to see, places to go and local stuff to take in and experience. And so we're there and they're doing a couple demonstrations. And this one I was like most excited about as far as demonstrations were concerned, because there's like an early 90s movie called Only the Strong with like, I'm forgetting his last name, Mark something. He's like the guy who normally is the presenter on like Iron Chef.
Okay.
And so it was a movie about a particular type of martial arts called capoeira, which is like martial arts, but like dance as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to participate in the Carnival sort of like samba dancing. There was a woman who was there specifically to be part of the big celebration. She was a dancer brought in to dance for Carnival. She was still there. And so she did a demonstration of samba dancing. And then a handful of us went and did a little dance with her. And then they did the capoeira. And again, it was very cool because it was a movie I'd seen when I was like, you know, 8 or 10 years old. And being a young boy, I was fascinated by that. So it was very cool and fluid and beautiful as far as like martial arts is concerned. And so we got to partake in that too, which was a lot of fun. Childhood dreams that happened on vacation. And again, it's just a very beautiful, beautiful place. Like we went up and we saw Christ the Redeemer statue. That was a lot of steps. It doesn't sound like a lot when you say it out loud. It was probably like between 220 and 250 were the number of steps that we walked. But again, we're not used to walking
steps,
upstairs all the time. So like, yeah, this, like you're saying, this is why all these people are fit. One, their food is quite different. The cuisine itself is different and a little bit healthier. I mean, there's a lot of seafood too.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we did see Subways, McDonald's. There was a Domino's pizza. Weird to see what of American culture gets out there and to different parts of the world. And so that was fascinating. And so again, just tons of like great seafood. And then again, just being very grateful that it was a lot that was in appreciation of us. So we didn't have to do a lot of spending outside of like trinkets or souvenirs and stuff. And a couple experiences when we were just like out on our own. But it was very cool to experience a lot of the seafood dishes. I almost every day had octopus.
Nice.
Because you don't see that a lot in the cuisine here. So I was just like, and I've had octopus before, but it was just, it was awesome. Like just, I'm not like a food connoisseur or a foodie by like any extravagant means, but best way that I can think to describe it. And have you had octopus before?
I've tasted it before, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I like it because it feels like you're eating like fatty portions of a pork. And then even like the crispy parts of like bacon, when you get to like the end of the tentacles and it's all like super crispy, because a lot of it we had like grilled or fried. And so that was fantastic. We had a couple other experiences that were like really great. We took a helicopter tour.
Yeah. I was going to say the one video that I know you sent me while you were gone was a short helicopter tour video. I was going to ask you how that was. I've never been up in a helicopter, so that sounds like it'd be amazing.
Major highlight of the entire trip. I'm not a big fan of heights.
Yeah, me neither, which is partly why I've never been in a helicopter before. But
yes, absolutely. But I'd like to do it
at some point.
The feeling of being lifted off the ground as opposed to thrusting and propelling like you do in an airplane. It's weird because it's like you're just being picked up. And so that was like insanely fascinating. Just lifting, just taking off vertically is amazing. And then even like doing research after, because I was like, is this turbulence? Like, do you consider this turbulence? But it's not quite the same because you're not like flying forward the way that you do.
Right.
In the same manner as you are in airplane flight, in that sort of vessel. But because it's so much smaller, you can feel the shifts and the changes of the wind a lot more. So that can be a little bit nervous not just at first, but whenever you feel it, you're like, oh, are we going down right now?
You just have to mentally understand that that's like, okay, that that's part of it.
Yeah, I just tried to keep telling myself that it was like a theme park ride where you're supposed to feel the sways like that. And, and you know, understand again, for the most part, that they do this stuff every day. It's like driving a car for the pilot. You know, this is nothing for them.
Right.
And so it's 30 minutes, half an hour felt very quick when you're touring it. And again, because you're just so much in the experience and you're just like overlooking football players' houses on the side of cliffs and like the beautiful beachfront. It felt like you were in a drone. Mm-hmm. You were just flying everywhere. And then, yeah, like you were saying, that video in particular that I sent you, we were like very close to the Christ the Redeemer statue. It was fantastic to just be circling around it.
It's really cool.
That was crazy. Like being like flying through the clouds and feeling much more, not claustrophobic, but it felt like more intimate as a flying experience. And so that was like really cool. Just going through the clouds and feeling again like you're like in the mountains of like the Pacific Northwest or something, or you know, even like the Smokies and the Blue Ridge when you have fog and clouds going through. And so that's just such a cool feeling. And then flying like over the city and seeing, again, it felt like you were watching the opening of like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Everything felt like you were in a Photoshop tilt shift photo, you know, and just imagining everyone else is still going on with their day and you have like this different sort of experience. And normally, you know, normally you would just be doing that and going about your day. So it was fun. That was really cool. And then going up to the statue itself, it's still crazy to believe that is on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
For as big as it is. And it was packed, but it was crazy because everyone was very considerate. Like, I feel like if we were like in Orlando, there would be like shoves and pushing going on, trying to have people out of the way.
For sure.
Because again, of how like compact you are at the top of the hill and where they have the statue of Christ the Redeemer and everyone's taking pictures. But when people were not in the picture, but also not taking the picture, they would kind of just have their hands, you know, spread out as if they're trying to, you know, check their wingspan. And so everyone's being courteous, knowing that, you know, oh, this, I just need to be this far to not be in this person's frame or whatever, or the moment that they're trying to capture. And so again, even with so many people speaking different languages, that was a very easy and visual way to have communication and everyone have a similar understanding and be on the same page. So that was like a beautiful dance to sort of like see a choreographed sort of deal. So that in itself was cool. We had our own tour guide who was taking us around. She spoke like four languages, so it was fantastic. That's helpful. And then again, you could understand a little bit because, you know, in Brazil, they speak Portuguese and not Spanish. But there were some similar words between the languages since they are spurred from the Romance languages. And so that was very cool. And then what else? We had a yacht day, which was like Thursday, like later on in the week. That was very cool. Again, not much my element, but, and again, I'm not much of like a seafaring person or someone who loves water, which seems such a shame because we live, you know, on a peninsula.
Yeah, Florida. Florida itself is like
water
50% water.
Yeah, oceans, gulfs, and then
so many lakes.
Countless lakes everywhere. Massive lakes everywhere, right? Yes. And again, I was never really a comfortable swimmer, I guess. But again, this
don't have to swim on a yacht, though. I mean,
although I spent a lot of time in the water. Yeah. Well, we anchored down. They didn't leave me. But again, I attribute this to like some stuff that happens like when you have kids. I got better eating vegetables because, you know, we wanted to be an example of that for Mason. I never flossed. I was always great about like brushing, but like I never flossed. I started flossing, you know, when Mason was born, so they can be like, you know, do as I do, not do as I say, you know, particularly, even though you would like the do as I say part for your children.
Please both.
Yes, definitely both. And I had to do like some swimming, you know, as Mason was doing some of his swim lesson stuff and everything. And so I've never felt like so comfortable in the water. Also because this was more of a lake type situation as opposed to being swept by the ocean.
Yeah.
I wasn't super worried about not making it that day. and so it was a lot of fun. The water temperature was nice. Although while we were at the Atlantic Ocean, two people lost their sunglasses. I mean, the waves were insane.
Really?
A little bit different than the waves we get here. And so a couple people lost their sunglasses. But the yacht day was like really, really cool. And we had a jet ski wave runner going around. So people were going out at different times. This was quite the experience. I went out with my coworker Izzy, and I'll never forget this now, because we had what could have been a scary experience. Always like keeping the shore on one side. I don't know. I know that I've heard that before from stuff that I've seen on TV. But again, I'm not usually out where I even have the ability to get like lost somewhere. So this is like a big lake. There's islands all over and different places you could be. But we went on the jet ski, and Izzy's a lot more comfortable on the jet ski than I am. And you know, we've ridden them together.
Yep.
Back here in the States, out in Cocoa. But like, it's like, oh yeah, go here, go. We went way out there, and then we'd fallen off of it, and we got back on and kind of got disoriented and didn't make a full U-turn. And instead of going like 180, by the time we got around one of the mountains, one little mountain islands, we went like 18 degrees,
yeah,
20 degrees, as opposed to 180, right? And we just kept going. Just we were gone for like more than 2 hours. We were like gone. But for some reason, I was like, that's 2021. There's a lot of stuff still around here. We're going to be fine, even though it was like 2 hours in. I just didn't really feel anxious. I don't know if that's stupidity. but we ended up, we were getting low on gas. We were like, we can't just keep driving around until we're out of gas and just sitting in the water.
Yeah.
And so we found a resort, and there was a kid probably between like 18 and 21, college age kid. Maybe a little younger. He might have been on the cusp of high school, college. Late teens, early adulthood. He had his phone on him.
Somebody with a phone.
And
I was sure.
Like, well, we don't have our phones on us, so maybe we can call our phones and someone will answer. And Izzy was like, yeah, they probably won't just pick up our phones for no reason. So thankfully, Zuckerberg wants to rule the world, because you can make phone calls on Facebook Messenger and Instagram Messenger, right? Mm-hmm. So also, the kid wouldn't have to worry about extravagant international fees for calling American phone.
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
the fee would, obviously, which we would more than gladly pay the cover for,
sure.
You know. And so he was like, well, Izzy was like, oh, just log in to Facebook. We'll call Merritt. And so we were like one of, you know, people on the group. Someone has their phone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, oh, we'll call her. And so we called her. He let me log in on Facebook. Very sweet kid, you know, helped us out, told us the name of the resort he was staying at so we can just give that to the boat captain. And they came and got us. And again, super, super, super sweet and considerate dude.
Yeah.
And he was like, here, and he knew enough English for him to be able to help us, which like, it was just happened to be a lot of good circumstances in that situation as well. And so he was like, here, you know, he's showing me log out of my Facebook account. And so they came and got us, and it was all well and good. We did miss lunch, which was a lot of hot dogs and meats, which was the only like really disappointing thing on my end.
Yeah.
On the end of everyone looking for us, I can't even imagine what they were thinking.
Yeah. I love jet skiing. I would take 2 hours of jet skiing over hot dogs, although I'm sure it was delicious. Worth it to just be jet skiing for a couple hours.
So they were just hoping not to have to call the Coast Guard and find floating in the water. So I didn't have the same experience, but we all had a very shared sort of what could have also been a very traumatic experience with the outcome. So thankfully everything worked out. Again, I wasn't like scared that we were gonna like not make it back from the lake. It's 2022, lots of resorts and
just
houses
a matter of finding out
technology
for how to get back.
Yeah, so maybe like 5 years ago, it could have been something very worrying, but because of the interconnectedness and a lot of stuff that it ended up working in our favor to be found. And then the rest of that yacht day was also very well and good. But the professional ski rider took everyone else out the rest of the day.
Nice. Way to go.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And like I burned like 22 100 calories that day. Just from, I'm going to start swimming, man.
Yeah, swimming.
That was just trying to stay afloat.
A crazy good way to burn calories.
Yeah, and I always heard that it was, but my goodness. And then, of course, you're not destroying joints or anything because you're in fluid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, swimming, I found, is a very fantastic way to exercise, just chilling in the water. Lots of good seafood that day, too. And we did a couple other cool sightseeing things. One thing I was bummed that we didn't get to do, we had planned on doing, was paragliding.
Mm.
And so we get to the top of the mountain. I'll have to send you a picture too. I was all strapped in. Like I had the harnesses and like in the queue, like if we were playing baseball, like I was like on deck. It was two people. It was a couple. They were going to jump out at the same time. It's tandem. I'm stuck to an instructor. We were seriously this close to go. He was like, okay, well, when we go, you don't jump, but don't just stop. We're just going to run off the cliff.
Yeah. I think
he's going to catch air.
I think my dislike for heights would have probably kept me off of this excursion anyways.
My parents were happy that the winds were not favorable that day. It would have ended quickly.
Yeah.
Probably painlessly, but it would have ended quickly.
I'm glad they called it then.
I was a little jealous. There were two hang gliders that went. So you're like near the top of the mountain. Then above you, you have like a little awning. The awning is also the platform where hang gliders take off. So you hear pitter patter, and they drop down and then they take off. We were up there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and we were like, oh, there are people in our party that aren't doing this. We can't just sit here for 3/4 of the day.
Yeah.
So we went. Dad's birthday. So I called him, and both of my parents were happy that I didn't jump off.
That's nice of you not to die on your dad's birthday.
Ooh, that would be super selfish.
Yeah.
Super selfish. Way to take over the
pick a different day.
Event. Oh, yeah, for real. Then lots of shopping on the last non-travel day. I got Mason some Yoda flip-flops. Nice. Haviana is the brand. Okay. And so they were like, and then again, because of the exchange rate, it is one US dollar is like 4 or 5 Brazil reals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I can get these flip flops for it, like $7, $8. The exchange rate was like fantastic. So we did a lot of shopping the last day. And then you know this about me. I'm just such a geek when it comes to designs and presentations. I was just taking pictures of all the store displays and the signs and the lighting and all these fascinating little things. Even again, some of like the displays in like the furniture stores that they had, the mall was like 6 stories. I'm like, this is like Mall of America, Minnesota mall. So that was easy to experience. I don't do a lot of shopping, especially like in person. Thank you, Bezos. but it was kind of fun to experience that and experience that with like the group. And so it was very fun. Had a couple late nights. Then a couple like a day at the beach, then like nighttime, a couple nighttime sort of beach parties and get togethers, a lot of dancing. But it was just overall just a really great experience. And it was, this I wasn't expecting, but the traffic and stuff, the right side was what it was here. You know, they're not driving like left side of the road like they are like in a lot of European countries. So that was unexpected. I was expecting to be on the opposite side of the road driving around. And then this part was crazy. So there's so many people that are on like mopeds and motorcycles, and they have a couple different services that it's seen in like documentaries in India, but like they're like Uber Eats and stuff like that, some of the food delivery services, a lot of those people are riding on mopeds, bipedal vehicles. And so they're have their big either bags on their back or like the big boxes and carrying equipment that you'd have like on the back of a motorcycle. They're just weaving in and out of traffic like you're in California, like 5 lanes, and they're just zoo, 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 zoo. And this is very different because in America we only use horns for one thing, and that's just aggression or get out of my way or whatever. But there it's more like a course. It's there for communication. It's almost like you're on a bike path. People are just saying on your left, they're letting you know you're there, and you like react. And so you hear so much honking, but it's not like, hey, I'm trying to drive here, pal. It's more just letting people know, hey, I'm on your left, coming up. So they're very like courteous in that. And that was fantastic. But then even when the traffic is like at a standstill, some of the people that are vendors in that sense, they're selling food and stuff there, or people are performing like the street, like normally what you'd see like in New York City, like mm-hmm. in the subway areas and stuff. Similarly, but just out in the open and in like in highways and main streets. And I was like, oh, just in the middle of the highway, where are you based out of?
Out of my pockets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm a bum. These people are like super entrepreneurial. Again, and I noticed that too, like in the Philippines, like a couple extended family, even our mom had like at our grandparents' house, they had little stores out in front. And so people were doing whatever they did to hustle and make it and provide. So that was cool and encouraging. So yeah, it was just a fantastic experience.
Okay, so talk a little bit about what it looked like coming back from Brazil. How was getting back into the swing of things at Progressive Dental? You said you've had some hires happen while you were gone?
For a couple that happened while we were gone, a content writer had one or two account managers, had buddy for video, had one for finance and billing. Then after we got back, we had another account manager, and we have now two people starting tomorrow, one for SEO. I believe there's another position that's going to be filled for SEO, then say a salesperson. And then 2 weeks ago, we just had another person for pay-per-click and ad campaigns. So yeah. Yeah. And there's like more in the works. And I mean, we're again, with the start of the year, we're trying to expand. And so now, as you can see, we're in this office area, but we're about to expand to the rest of the third floor. They've been going back and forth with property owners. Almost like between like leasing and buying, but I think we're going to lease and then maybe sublet like the second floor or something. So super exciting, super exciting. Yeah. So like a lot of the third floor, if we do get leasing on the contracts that we're hoping for, is video would probably expand from there. So we might have more room for web, like actual web production. Then have video out there, probably have a studio, because there's a lot of times where they put the studio up, take it down whenever we're doing particular web events like webinars and stuff like that, and those types of trainings. And then a lot of, we're going to have more sales and stuff on the other side too, and maybe the account managers. It's like super exciting. Super exciting times.
You have a lot to catch up on when you get back, or was it machine while you were gone, but still probably plenty for you to do when you got back?
Yeah, we had a couple like team trainings. We have one next week. It's me. And so we have a process that will be changing, moved over fully now in both of our themes. I think we're going to try to come up with another theme/template for the doctor sites, hopefully in the next like 2 months or so. We've been trying to crank out the company website, the PD website. And you know how that goes from working at agencies. A doctor is the worst patient. And so an agency is always their worst client.
It's the hardest one. It's the hardest one to come up with or to work on, because you want it to be perfect. And there are so many voices and hard to prioritize over client work. And so it's always the hardest to work on your own stuff.
Yeah, so that had a lot of steam week before this previous one. Then I think we'll be trying to start a new theme soon. And then we've moved completely from, in the themes that we're mostly pumping out, moved from Contact Form 7 to Elementor. So we are trying to also like incorporate that into Level and the management systems, as far as in touch with clients and contacts and having that information in one spot and taking in leads better. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting into the Level API, trying to get the correct information, having the leads put into a particular part of the funnel on the form submission. So we've been working with one of the developers, Richard, who's out in the Seattle area. And so he's out in Washington. And so we have been changing up some of the processes. So we'll be having meetings and trainings on that. So we are trying to get that. And then we'll have to also incorporate that to ETM because we're also changing what happens upon submission for user experience. In our sites, we just have thank you box, but I think to better chart and keep up with leads from particular campaigns that either social media or pay-per-click ads are running, to track those, we're moving over to Q pages and having on submission that Q page, dependent on how they get to the website, that triggering responses, analytics within Google Analytics and GTM. Also, Google Analytics, Google's changing of the analytics sort of like tones and structure. And since the beginning, we've been using like universal analytics, the UA stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're moving over to, I think it's Google Analytics 4, GA4.
Yeah, GA4, yeah.
And so they'll be discontinuing support and they're cutting off June of next year, all the UA stuff. And so we need to have meetings about how we're going to switch over to GA4. You know, it's never a dull moment. I'm super thankful with the industry that we work in, which, you know, can be obviously frustrating sometimes when algorithms change or techniques change or a new forerunner comes up.
Yeah, because on the analytics side, there have been a lot of, talk and legislation around what can and can't be tracked and all of that stuff too. I think
a lot of good stuff for privacy and data and collections for
slightly more difficult for developers and site builders and businesses and stuff, but yes, ultimately good for the end user. Absolutely. It's just one of those things that you have to navigate websites and stuff.
Adobe had an Adobe Summit and Ryan Reynolds was there and Kristen Bell was sort of the MC for the big portions of it. Had some stuff from Ryan Reynolds because he's been blowing up on like YouTube specifically. I don't watch a lot of TV, so maybe the Mint Mobile ads are on there. But with Mint Mobile and Aviation Gin and him and Rob McElhenney having their football club, they've been incorporating a lot of like good sort of storytelling within marketing, even little things like he was showing cool little like tail recipes and just they're unashamed. He's unashamed of like using his creativity and storytelling background with being an actor, producer, writer to use better marketing and like not being ashamed, like understanding that it's marketing. Like it's almost like what they were doing with Deadpool, how Deadpool's like meta. He understands he's in a comic book. He's not in the real world. Mm-hmm. He's a comic book character. They're using marketing like just fun. They're not like he's not being too serious about it. And I mean, that's obvious just from his personality. Mm-hmm. He has out there in the world. He had some tips. I'll have to rewatch that. I'll have to send a link. Maybe we'll put that in the show notes too. But they had some good stuff at the summit. I only watched a lot of one stuff. A lot of stuff where they're voting of Adobe Enterprise and business, a lot of analytic things and stuff where you're tracking customers within funnels and better relations with customers and clients through optimizing and personalizing their experience, them depending on they are or how they're entering the funnel, whether it's YouTube or different social media or they're hearing about where you're reaching them at. There's a lot of that, and then a lot of like again using different programs to kind of track that stuff and data organization throughout different parts of a business or an organization or a nonprofit per se. So a lot of like interesting things, but stuff that didn't really pertain to me. And so I still kept some of that in the back of my mind and bookmarked some of those sorts of courses. And then following Ryan Reynolds in like the big keynote from day one was someone who does like a lot of marketing and stuff for Real Madrid ball team out there, Spain, and they're incorporating FTs into audience experience. Again, there's still a lot of conception and uncertainty with T's crypto blockchain stuff. And so he was talking about some practical uses that they use in real world for particular levels of clients, ticket holders, pass holders, stuff like that, which again, thinking about some of these things more practically, Disney and Universal have already been doing. There's stuff that you don't like keep forever physically. Think magic bands and stuff that are just interconnected, that are just talking, technologies talking to other things, allow you access to particular parts of the park, even the swimming pool. So again, just wrapping our heads around practical usage as opposed to conceptual art for $1 million that you can copy and paste somewhere else or whatever. So he gave, again, some real world examples of how they're using NFTs for a well recognized global organization.
Yeah, we had
that was cool.
We had an event, a virtual event for GoDaddy Pro a couple of weeks ago where we all about NFTs, Web3, and how commerce fits in the picture and stuff. So I think that one went well. It was Angela Blake, who is part of the Verge team within GoDaddy, came on and talked a bit about that. So I'll probably add that link too, because I think that one was good and talked a little bit about the history, a little bit about where things currently stand, and then what the future looks like, and talked a bit about those practical uses and how that's probably going to be what spurs the more widespread adoption.
Yeah, most certainly. That was really cool. What have you been up to last couple of weeks? Nothing, traveling yourself as well, and
nothing quite as epic. Spring break was part of that month that we took a break here. Go very far, stayed close by, did our own beach thing here, mm-hmm. here in boring Florida, no cliffs.
Oh goodness! If it was that boring, we wouldn't have the tourist economy we have, right?
Yeah, no, I mean it's pretty. It's nice and relaxing, and just beach and hang out. Spent some time with family. We do have some travel coming up. Our April and May, and also WordCamp EU travel has now officially been approved.
Awesome.
Still needs to be booked, but I will be in Porto in Portugal.
Yeah.
Renew
your passport? Are you
I renewed my passport, and part of our spring break plans included getting our kids' passport, our daughter's passports renewed.
Yes.
Because I think they're going to be joining me. Lisa's passport is still good until next year.
Okay. Because Bethany as tall as Lisa? Or she's taller.
She's taller now. Yeah, she's taller somehow, which is just crazy. She's only 11, but she is taller. So I tried to renew their passports, and I went through the whole process of filling out the paperwork, got to the last step, and they're like, if it's a minor, 16 or under, which minor is actually 17 under, but anyway, 16 and under,
yes,
you have to renew in person. And so I had to try and schedule a place at a post office to have a meeting. I guess you have to prove your relationship to them or something like that, your relationship to the child, to the minor.
That makes sense.
In some way to be able to renew it. And so we had to, both parents have to be there, and the minor or minors have to be there, and you have to bring all this paperwork and stuff. Yeah, so that was my fun. I tried to find an appointment to do that here in Orlando, and there's nothing for the next month, and we need these passports to started before that, or we'll never get them back in time.
That doesn't make sense. Since Florida, we haven't cared about COVID, so everyone's still traveling. So everyone's
getting
stuff back now. Wow.
So I was like, well, we're going to be over in the Cocoa Beach, Melbourne area for spring break. Let's see if there's anything over there. So I did find an appointment one of the days during spring break in the morning to go over and be at a post office. So got all our stuff together because we were going to go stay over there with family for most of the week. Pack our stuff in the morning, drove over to beat that appointment, and we were running a couple minutes behind anyways, about three-fourths of the way over there. Okay. It's about an hour drive or so. Got about three-fourths of the way over there and realized that we had packed all the stuff we needed for being away from the house for a few days and packed none of the stuff that we needed for the passports.
Oh.
So I just ended up not found another appointment the following day. It was the last appointment for the month, but it was the following morning.
Yes.
I dropped them off at,
and then came back.
Families at her Lisa's brother's house. Girls off too. Okay. I drove back to Orlando, got all the stuff we needed, back to Cocoa Beach, and stayed the night with Lisa's brother and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did the passport appointment the next morning. Took a whole 10 minutes. The passport appointment took a whole 10 minutes, but all back and forth just to that we're their parents and that we need these passports and taken care of. So those are processing currently. We don't have them back yet, but we should have them back with plenty of time before Portugal travel.
I'm sure. I was going to say, even doing mine, it was only 2 weeks. Like I did it like January 2nd, I think.
Mine back pretty fast, but I didn't want to take any chances. So I was a sucker. I still paid for the expedited just to make sure.
Yeah, me too.
I'd rather pay the extra and then get here with plenty of time than to take any chances of us not having them before we need to travel. So
nope.
Otherwise the rest of the week was kind of just relaxing, spending some time with family, mm-hmm. spending some time at the beach. Nothing too terribly exciting other than that. I did get own over that period. So got to fly that a little bit, took some sweet pictures of beach area and a couple of lakes and stuff around here.
DJI, what are you rocking?
Yep, I got a DJI Air 2S. Had the Mavic Pro several years ago and ended up selling it years ago. And so a couple of people have asked me how the one I have now compares, and it's like a level down from the Mavic mm-hmm. Pro, but because it's 4 years newer or something like that, it's still better. Like the controller that it comes with now is better than the one I had before. It's much easier to set up and get started. Okay. Camera's nicer just because camera technology always gets better from year to year. So even though it's technically a slightly lower model than the one I had before, it's still nicer than the one I had before just because the technology getting better over the last several years. Been taking lots of photos and videos with that. Some of those are over on the photo directory that I've submitted them there. So peek there. Speaking of which, I was officially named one of the three team reps for the WordPress photo directory. So myself and Topher DeRosia and Katie Richards are team reps there. Just three of a handful of moderators, but we get the privilege of sort of keeping all the other teams and everybody updated about what's happening within the WordPress photo directory. So the three of us will be weekly on that and figuring out how to push the directory forward and then relaying information about the directory to everyone else.
Before you're going to be running GoDaddy one day. Slow down. I'm glad you still have time to hang out with your family and go on trips home and stuff. My goodness, super busy.
Hopefully, depending on when some of these things are, because girls have school and all that.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they'll be able to join me on some of the different WordCamp trips and stuff. Yes. I do have another one at the end of WordCamp EU, Portugal at the beginning of June, and mm-hmm. then I'll be in New Jersey, right across the river from New York, end of June for WordCamp Montclair. And then there are several others the rest of the Broadway year.
Tickets then, huh?
There you go.
Did they reschedule Mobile?
Birmingham got pushed back, but there isn't an official date for it yet. Some of the ones that got postponed and all of that will be popping up here in the fall, and mm-hmm. having to pick and choose which we can get to and which I can't get to. And people will see me at some of the WordCamps if they attend, come hang out.
Okay. Yeah. I think it is still happening. Mike Jones and them in Georgia, Creative South is weekend after next. It's pretty soon. I think it's April 7th. Yes. April 7th. So like 2 weeks they'll be doing that live.
I have plans for that weekend. So won't be going anywhere, but Hillsong went to Orlando. Okay. So fun. We've about an hour now, so let's go ahead and just talk about what the next week or so looks like. Hopefully we'll get trained back on track and not have to recap a month's worth of stuff.
We can take a week at a time.
But was the next week or so look like for you?
Actually, just before we hopped on for this episode, new SEO guy, like, get him into all of our, we're hosting on WP Engine, so we can quickly get in there, and we don't have to be, bugged is the right word, but we don't have to go through every site and add them ourselves. We had a little automation that is incorporated with WordPress. Mm-hmm. And so when you make sites live, we have the Infinite WordPress plugin. We'll add the plugin and it'll give us information that we can send to Infinite WordPress so that it gets as one of, you know, the sites that we manage there. And so we can update some plugins and stuff. And so when we make a site live, we have master websites. We make staging go to production, you know, just in case there are still differences, because, you know, it can take 2 to 3 months for a site from beginning to end.
So right.
We'll go through there and we'll hook it into that. And then we'll just update themes and a couple plugins from within Infinite WordPress. Most of our sites are in Infinite WordPress. I was able to, the credentials that they set up for Zach just went to manage users in IWP. And now he's on 152 sites that we have in that we have connected to IWP. We've been trying to do that for new hires as well. And there are still some that I should do that. When I have to add somebody manually, I should go ahead, since I'm in the website, to IWP. There's still some stragglers that are maybe a year, because I think we started doing this June of 21, start getting our sites more into IWP. Mm-hmm. But having some automation and distribution within there is nice. So I didn't have to go through and add him individually to 150 websites. So there might be more of that depending on who else starts this week. And then again, we'll probably be having a couple meetings about restructuring Elementor forms and getting that to work with, making sure some of those connections are all working so that Christopher and the people that are tracking that for the campaigns, information they need, and then getting the leads to the right bucket funnel. And again, we'll probably have a couple meetings about Tag Manager and analytics, since we'll have to be changing or adding tags and triggers, possibly goals, and have that stuff talk to each other in coordination with the new structure of having the thank you pages, which I designed the thank you page. That was one of the things I did probably midway through the day. I still got it incorporated into our cook theme, but we got it into our dental vision themes, because those are the top two that we're clients. We've got it all squared away, and Dental Vision's got to test that out, make sure the submissions are still going through and they're getting redirected to the correct page. So probably early this week, I'll be getting that into our cook theme, that fully solidified. Funny story, I told Joe that we had moved over from cook to Elementor and went through and did it, because we still have Form 7 plugin suite. He went about the old way of testing it. Again, for a reason, this is maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago that this, but we didn't convey this information to him yet. And so he filled out forms expecting to get the submissions, but we put a bunch of dummy information. Well, it'll say like aggressive dental tester for like, you know, the names and stuff. So
yeah.
They'll at least, if they got the submission, which I suspect that our client did, they'll see that it was testing for Google Analytics connections for SEO.
Nice.
I have a meeting about that. At least that one will be quick. Just they need to update the email recipient in Elementor instead of Contact Form 7. We'll probably be phasing out Contact Form 7 soon. So and removing that from the master theme. I'm doing more dev stuff now. Again, since we've hired a couple more, as I get to more play there, which also I'm pretty sure that the other main dev guy here, Brendan, is happy with. So I launched 3 sites last week, 5 in the last 2 weeks since being back. And so he's happy that he doesn't have to deal with all the launches, because we've had about a dozen and probably have a handful more for next week. I'm sure that he's happy that I'm able to do what I was hired for. So, and I'm a big fan of you know, adding value where you can. And so since I've had experience in building sites on that end, I'm happy to fill in till we got necessary people. And we've already added, I'm sure more will be on the way since, you know, we have a TCI event coming up next month in Orlando. Probably have an influx of sites again. So
my, let's call it development stuff, programming stuff, mm-hmm. hasn't been wet so much as Chrome extensions and little tools here and there for our team and stuff. But I did spend some time last week working on a site for myself, just sort of updated some stuff on mburnett.com. So I'll probably take that some more this week. I have a few things to add there and then a couple of things I want to change. So I'll be working on that a little bit more. I started a in for the WordPress photo directory for LearnWP, which is learn.wordpress.org, and should be going live this coming week. It kind of goes through the difference between the WordPress photo directory and OpenVerse and looking at licensing for those, and then walks through how to download photos on each, and then how to submit photos to the WordPress photo directory. So a crash course in the photo directory and OpenVerse, and that should be this week. And then we also have a Wednesday GoDaddy Pro event at 3 p.m. Eastern time. I won't be hosting this one. My teammate Courtney Robertson will be hosting that, and we've got a panel of folks from Sucuri that are going to talk about WordPress security. So anyone's interested in that, definitely I'll add a link in the show notes to win register for that. Okay. And say at 3 Eastern, I'll be hanging out, so I'll be in the chat and stuff, but Courtney will be looking over hosting duties this coming week and hanging out with the panel from Sucuri. I think that's about it for my week. Anything else from you before I wrap it for us?
I think so. Good to get in the swing of things, though.
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy that we were able to make some time to chat again, and hopefully we can keep this going weekly. Back to the weekly plan.
Yeah, we should be good to go.
With that, if you enjoyed this episode, please give it a favorable rating in your favorite podcast app or website. It makes a difference and helps others discover the show. To be notified when future episodes come out, please go ahead and subscribe as well. For more about us and what we're up to, check out our website, heading2.com, and follow us on Twitter, @heading2. Any questions that you'd like answered on the show, go ahead and send those to hello@heading2.com. And otherwise, thank you again for listening, and next week with another episode. Bye, everyone.
Till next time.